tomorrow is a major day for PSTA in that PSTA will be poised after literally years and years of planning to ask the county whether or not this should be put on the ballot for November of 2014. PSTA alone does not have the power to vote to levy a sales tax or to put something on the ballot. They ask Pinellas County. The county commission does that. And PSTA has been working for specifically on this initiative for the last 3 years. It'll be 3 years this coming weekend to the day after which the PSTA board voted unanimously to pursue a sales tax. And so this is kind of the next step in the process. It's a long way to go. The next step after tomorrow, assuming that the PSTA board follows through with asking the county for a sales tax, will then be for the county commission to approve it, probably in the next month or so.
What are you all hearing from opponents who don't want to see any sort of measure for an increase in sales tax to fund this project?
Well, again, the reason that we're bringing this forward now is to allow the community to have that dialogue. Certainly there are folks that are very concerned about paying more funds. There's also many, many citizens that are concerned that we don't have the transportation choices in Pinellas County or a 21st century transportation system in Pinellas County, and we need one. So we want to have that dialogue. And the idea or the reason behind bringing this forward now is to no longer have the discussion about if and when we'll ever get to decide. Decision will be made. And instead, we'll just talk about what should be in the transportation plan for Pinellas County's future. Should it include, bike trails? Should it include roadway improvements? Certainly, we're doing a lot of study right now. We need time to finish that effort, to complete the plan, the plans, the bus plans, station area plans, all that in the mix. But it kind of puts the focus on, let's have that dialogue with the community about exactly how this can move forward with the transportation plan.
Looking way ahead, if a measure were to be approved by voters in November, what would be some of the earliest implementations that people would see?
Well, right away, we would be able to substantially increase the bus service in Pinellas County. We would add frequency or improve frequency on many of our main, most popular routes, the main arteries of Pinellas County. We would add trolley bus services, especially designed for tourists or people heading to the beach. We would implement some premium transit bus service, like bus rapid transit kind of service in key corridors. Lots of different things that have been asked for years and years, but we have not had the resources to do. All those could be implemented and would be implemented virtually right away.